So we've been working in our classes lately on wisdom through the three yanas. May confusion grant your blessings so that confusion may be transformed into wisdom. And our understanding grows through both study and meditation. So tonight I would like to give you some instructions from Chogyam Trungpa Rinpoche that appear. Actually, these are online on our website under Education, Meditation Instruction, Datun Letter. And this is from Chogyam Trungpa Rinpoche. It's called the Datun Letter. So part one, I'm just reading a little section from this now. It's right here, Michael.
Can you explain what a datun is?
Yes, I'm getting there. I got interrupted. The datun is a one-month meditation period. So it's sitting. Mostly it's just sitting practice for a whole month. And it becomes very intense. But this is instruction from Trungpa Rinpoche to students on how to work with that particular practice. So I've divided it into two little sections. I'll read a little now and a little bit after the walking meditation, and then we'll practice it. So in short, this practice is what we've been doing, shamatha meditation, but he emphasizes something called touch and go, and that's what I wanted to introduce tonight. And you can also read this yourself online or print it out. So this first part is mindfulness of a sense of being. I would like you to know that I appreciate your participating in this particular discipline and that we can share this world in the way the great teachers of the lineage have. We cannot even say that we are applying old methods to a new world, but only that we are leading our lives fully. The shamatha style of meditation is particularly recommended by the Buddha. It has been known as the only way for beginning meditators for 2,500 years. To begin with, we could discuss the attitude that brings about possibilities of mindfulness. This attitude is not particularly opinionated. When we talk about attitude in this context, we are talking about awareness of mind, which is precisely what mindfulness is. Awareness of mind means that you are aware, that your mind is aware of yourself. In other words, the basic point is that you're aware that you're aware. The suggestion here is that you are not a machine. You are an individual person relating with what's happening around you. And mindfulness in this particular case is the sense of being. We could use the phrase touch and go. You are in contact. You're touching the experience of being there, actually being there, and then you let go. That applies to awareness of your breath and also to your day-to-day living awareness. The point of touch and go is that there is a sense of feel. The point of touch is that there is a sense of existence, that you are who you are. When you sit on the cushion, you feel you are sitting on the cushion and that you actually exist. You don't need too much encouragement to develop that kind of attitude. You are there. You are sitting. You are there. You are sitting. That's the touch part. And the go part is that you are there and then you don't hang on to it. You don't sustain your sense of being, but you let go of even that. Touch and go. There's a sense of individuality, a sense of person. Actually, we are here. We exist. We might question what will happen to us at that point. What about the non-existence and egolessness Buddhism emphasizes so much? What about the current issue of spiritual materialism? What's going to happen to us if we do that? Aren't we going to stray into some kind of pitfall? Maybe you are. Maybe you are not. There's no guarantee, since there's no guarantor. However, it is possible that you could just do this. And I would recommend that you shouldn't worry about future security, but just do this directly, simply, and the rest of the problem will be taken care of by the Sangha and the Guru. Somebody is there to mind your business, somebody unshakable. You can't shake them off. That's happening anyway. Since you are committed, since you are into it, that means you've asked somebody to mind your business already anyway, and that is happening or could happen. So let us not feel too much concern about future security of that nature at all. Let us do the touch and go. There'll be a chance to have a discussion at the end, so we can bring up any points that come up for you. So we're going to be doing a walking meditation now, and then we'll do another part with a guided meditation, and it will relate a little more to the emotions and working with the emotions in meditation. Walking.